Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This goes against everything we've ever believed.
Oh.
That is, unless you are Tommy Mulé.
Mm.
Because you wouldn't want your teenager to get blasted with their buddies every weekend.
No.
No, right? That kind of binge drinking could wreck a kid's life.
Yeah, it can.
But one man is now arguing, based on research he did.
Okay.
The more your kid gets drunk with their friends,
party,
the more successful they will be as an adult.
Look at that.
You don't want to hear any of the data?
I'm good. Let's go.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Teenage binge drinkers earn more money and have more success later in life.
Oh.
This, according to a study in a new book called The Beauty and Pain of Drugs by sociologist Willie Pedersen.
Oh, look at old slick Willie.
Willie Pedersen. By the way, I would think if you're a sociologist, you go with William.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's talking about drinking.
This man's an educated sociologist. What's his name? Winner! So this man says the data that he has collected shows that kids that take part in these activities have higher chances of success later in life.
But why?
Okay, so his theory is, and I'm going to quote you. You ready? Communal drinking helps ease inhibitions by acting as a social lubricant.
Okay.
So always stay lube, baby.
In layman's terms.
Bring your lube.
You hang out and talk with more people, which increases your networking circle, which helps you advance your career faster than your social.
It sounds like it also gives you confidence.
Okay. I mean, maybe. Who knows? Who knows? Mm. But does this make sense to you, what he's saying?
I guess I think alcohol gave me stupid confidence.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I attempted things I shouldn't have.
No, I mean, look. If
so
we're,
maybe alcohol
one way or the other.
Could have contributed to that.
Well, no, look, if we're going to talk about binge drinking as a teenager leading to financial success, I think the number one example we should use is Tommy Mulé.
Well, I would say maybe I would be in worse financial shape if I didn't drink.
How is that possible?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the bank that, but
you had two mortgages, one of which you were using to
drink.
Continue to binge drink.
So I was parlaying my mortgage for more alcohol, which led to more success.
Gibby, does this theory make sense to you?
I guess only because I'm thinking, like, if you were a kid that, you know, drank with your friends as a teenager, maybe you were overall more social, which would help you out more in life. Is it also, I thought this was going to go down the road of, like, you got it all out of your system early.
No, that's not what they're saying. No.
Because, like, maybe you learned to do that early on, and then as an adult, you weren't as distracted by it. I don't know.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Does teenage drinking lead to success later in life? So here's the thing.
No, sir.
This guy may be off in his theory. Because other smart folks who read his book say that the people he used for this study, it had less to do with the amount they drank as teenagers and more to do with the success they already had.
Uh-huh.
So for example, he used a drinking club at Oxford University.
How'd those guys?
Pretty good. Right? Yeah. By the way, if you don't know, that's like the Harvard of England.
Yeah, I think it's like it was Harvard before Harvard.
Yeah, you got it.
Right?
Critics say the success he found in drinkers was less about being successful because of drinking and more about the teens he talked to and studied were already born on third base.
All right, so he didn't go to MCC.
No, well, I mean anywhere, really.
Finger Lakes Community College.
I love how you couldn't get into a community college.
I could get into
No, you couldn't.
College.
Well, yeah.
Because you could get in.
Everybody gets in.
So you pay to get in.
No, you'd be the first guy where they're like, nah, no thank you.
You do less time there than Pat.
Yeah. Get him. All right. Take the teenager
All right.
out of it.
All right.
Do you think that binge drinking leads to more success in someone's life? 252-WCMF, 252-926.
I guess I'm hung up on binge.
Yeah.
So
because I've been a drinker my whole life.
Yeah.
But I don't binge.
You do, actually, based on the definition of binge.
Well, because you got to use like what people say.
The definition of what binge drinking.
Yes, I don't get hung up on definitions.
Kimmy, can you please read to us the definition of
binge drinking? The man pushes his definition on you, man. Which is controlled by Big Drink.
Well, Big Drink would want you to drink more, so they
oh,
would.
Oh, yeah.
See, this is why you're stupid.
Right.
Binge drinking. The consumption of an excessive amount of alcohol in a short period of time.
I stretch mine out.
My ass! I take that
no,
back.
No, I stretch mine out. I do.
Kimmy, could you? I know they have a definition. An
I started four,
definition.
And I go to I fall asleep.
I think what is it? Two drinks within an hour,
like the actual amount.
I think that's qualified as binge drinking. Two drinks.
Just wait, that ain't binging.
No, I think that's what it is.
That's a drink a half hour. I thought like you like slant.
Bro,
like,
a drink a half hour is
bro.
Not.
All right, I knew a guy.
Okay,
businessman.
Oh, hold on, Kimmy's got it.
Binge drinking is defined as consuming five or more drinks for men or four or more drinks for women in about 2 hours.
Oh, you got awfully quiet all the
well,
time.
Well, I don't know what that works out to per hour.
Five, so that's about, so it's five every 2 hours, so it's 2.5 drinks an hour.
That's not binge drinking.
No, that's the definition of binge drinking.
But right.
You were saying you knew a guy, I'm sorry.
No, I knew a guy, big businessman. He would do, I ain't kidding you, bro. He would come to some of our events, you know, that had open B, or just cash bar, 12 shots. Hmm. Like, I thought he was taking it to a table, and it was for himself.
Oh, my God.
And he did them all. And I mean, in a short period of time, I don't know how that got. I always said that's binge drinking to me.
Well, so you went to the most extreme.
That is binge drinking.
But I always go, I ain't doing that.
That is binge drinking. You're also binge drinking.
Yeah.
If I walked up to him and I go, I'm only going to have two, he would go, wuss, you ain't no binge.
But you're not having two. You're having six because you're pouring three shots.
Well, at home, yes. I pour a more of a casual at home shot than I do a commercial shot. Yeah,
Kimmy, do you think binge drinking as an adult makes you more successful in your career?
No, because I mean, not necessarily. I know people who that went the opposite way for. Like you saw some bad signs early, and they never recovered. I guess,
but it can be astonishing when you start drinking with people that are like higher up where you work.
Mm-hmm.
How much they drink,
yeah,
and the little
you're
inhibition
right.
they have around.
Yeah, but
people
I guess
that
then
work
what defines success? Because I guess if you're successful in your career, but like have a disaster of a home life, is that successful?
Well, they're talking, it sounds like they're talking about your business life.
Well, I mean, they just say success, so I guess it's a broad term. You're right. What is success? I guess this guy would be talking about financially and career-wise.
Okay. I don't think I've ever had a boss that didn't drink. And then the only one, I'll tell you, I had one boss that didn't drink, and only because he got so bad at drinking.
Okay.
He gave it up. But that's the only one I can think of that like that sticks out in my mind. Everybody else drank and smoked.
But you're also from a different era.
I understand.
You're old as crap.
Yeah, true.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A study in a new book titled The Beauty and Pain of Drugs by sociologist Willie Pedersen says that teenage kids who binge drink will make more money and have more success in their careers down the road.
I do think, and this is like more like early adulthood, the people that kind of learned how to drink with their friends as teenagers, they were able to take that next step a little easier than kids who kind of like branched out of their house for the first time and discovered that all when they were on their own.
I get.
Because I saw people like fail out of school really quickly because they were like, whoa, freedom. And then they took it a little too far.
Okay, I get the logic behind that. But if we're going to be anecdotal here, I drank a ton as a teenager.
Yeah,
I didn't get a handle on it until I was like married.
But could you imagine though if you hadn't?
Yeah, let's say you came from a very strict household.
Yeah,
you went to MCC, and for the 17 minutes you were there, all of a sudden you just did a kegger.
Sure, but I'll counterpoint that. I could not have drank more than I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, I get it.
You
like,
know, I know.
I know those kids too. You're right. They didn't get any. They didn't do anything bad. They went to college and they exploded.
It was kinda, like they struggled with a lot of things because I think they also struggled socially because like. When they did drink awkward. Around people, people didn't want to be around them
sure,
because
sure.
it was like, okay, a little too much there, buddy.
Sure,
so maybe the social, maybe it's not the alcohol, it's the socializing with
thinking.
People more.
Okay.
You kind of learn opposites, how to be in that crowd.
How to be around the opposite sex, how to have a conversation with somebody, how to hang out. Maybe it kind of gives you those adult skills with the alcohol. And it kind of lowers your inhibitions to, like, you know,
but you and I
work the opposite sex.
I'm not saying things can't go terribly wrong.
By the way, nobody was talking about sex. What do you, this is business.
I think it's all part of it. I think learning how to socialize, how to be around the opposite sex and have the alcohol, maybe it teaches you how to be a better social person, which helps you in business.
But here's the thing. Like, we're sitting here talking about this. I'm going to speak for you. You and I can't be in a social situation with open alcohol because we'll just drink our faces off.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right?
But we don't. We shouldn't count.
Are we not men? Yeah. I am not an animal!
But people with extremely addictive personalities aren't the norm. Yeah, I come from a family of people that have very addictive personalities.
Sure.
And so do you.
Yep.
But I think, like, Kimmy doesn't come from that kind of a family.
I would argue Kimmy's the unique one.
Wait, would that come from addictive personalities?
Yeah.
You ain't
got a junkie in your family.
Not a
junkie. I could start a basketball team of junkies in my family.
Her dad's a cookie junkie.
Fudge don't count. Unless, you know.
Look, you want to argue that the majority of people don't have addictive personalities.
Yeah.
You sit here and talk about how the whole country's fat. How we have no self-control about anything.
Well, it's because of the cookies.
No, but then you're going to tell me that everyone's got the ability to, like, slow down and no. I mean, that's
all right.
You can't make that argument over here and then be like, everybody's got things under control.
But I just did.
No, okay. We got Instagram messages coming in.
Watch my hands.
Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. Nick writes, I always thought of binge drinking as drinking all day, every day.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just a bender. I don't agree with the sociologist because now we're all 30-somethings with good careers and alcoholism. By the way, what 30-something has a good career right now?
Yeah, he does.
What 30-something is like nailing it.
Yeah.
He's up listening to The Break Room.
Okay.
He's going for it. He's a grinder.
Bill says, those numbers are for drinkers who don't drink on the regular. When you drink those numbers every day, you're a maintenance drunk, a.k.a. an alcoholic. I was that for years.
Hey, look at him.
No, but I am curious. Like, folks that, you know, went through stuff like this. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that have a past. They managed to rein it in. You know, good for you, whatever. Like, do you see these numbers? Does it make sense to you? Did the drinking experience you had that you were able to rein in, did that help you down the road? Because I can't sit here and entirely say this isn't incorrect because I wouldn't have been hanging out with you, which wouldn't have led me to this job. I met a ton of people that were able to help me out hanging out in bars.
There you go.
And I did learn to be social.
Yes. We all regret that.
But it feels wrong. It feels wrong.
Whatever gets you there.
No.
Whatever gets you over the finish line.
No, because there are people that, more people I think can't handle it than can. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but everybody needs...
It goes wrong more than it goes right.
Yes.
Well, but everybody needs something. Everybody needs a little boost, no matter what it is.
I'm trying to think, whether it's
booze or Jesus or women.
But that's not the argument here. Yeah. There is no study that says being a born-again Christian at 17, a hardcore religious person, leads to more success. There is no study that says eating a box of fudge rounds at 18 leads to more success. But the alcohol, this guy is arguing, that leads to success.
I'm trying to think of like a compare... Like, how would you... If you didn't drink as a teenager, how would you have learned those social skills when you're around drunk people, I guess? In that kind of setting. Like
without alcohol.
Are there other ways, I guess?
There are people that
do
it.
I know.
Back in the day, it would have been hard because almost all those social situations when I was a kid involved, you know, illegal drinking.
Sure.
And pot.
But is it possible... That when it comes to, like, your career, let's just talk about drinking with the boss. Because, like, look, you come from a time where if you didn't drink with the boss, you weren't getting ahead.
No.
I don't know if that
could
still exists.
Now, yeah.
Probably not.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, gone are the days of work parties with no cameras. Gone are the days of boys will be boys and what happens here stays here. Like,
yeah.
I would argue now.
The times is changing, so.
But, yeah, you have a better chance of blowing up your career in your life.
True.
Doing stuff like this than advancing.
Yeah, a lot of that drinking just got covered up because you had drinkers that had your back.
Yeah. And, like, there is a catch.
Oh, those are some fun days.
There is a catch 22 here.
What's that?
That nobody wants to talk about. Kind of going back to like what Bill just said, right?
What did they say?
Folks like to discuss drinking for success like some kind of magic bullet. Mm-hmm. Like you do it, you're successful, end of story. But even if it were to give you an opportunity, you still have to do the job under the influence or hungover. And everyone likes to think they operate totally fine days after a bender.
Everybody's Harry Carey.
Yeah. Newsflash, you don't.
Yeah.
It's not physically possible. So the ultimate irony of this study, even if it is correct, the break you would get from drinking, you could squander on account of drinking.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you could be Mickey Mantle. 500 home runs drunk.
And walked away with a liver. Died with a new liver.
Got a second liver.
Died with the new liver.
Well, he was going to die anyway.
That guy on his deathbed said, do not be like me.
They all say that at the end.
When they're dying of the thing they did to kill themselves?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he also got to be Mickey Mantle.
He could have been Mickey Mantle without the booze. How does him drinking make him a better baseball player? Oh, think about how great he could have been.
That whole team was a bunch of alcoholics.
Yeah. And look what happened.
And they won world championships.
He dies in that way. Billy Martin dies in a horrific way.
Well, yes, Billy did, yeah.
And Mickey.
Whitey Ford hung in there for a while. We had him on the show drunk. He was so funny.
What argument are you making?
I don't know, but he was cool.
You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
I think being around it as a teenager, whether you're drinking or not, but if you're just in that social circle, it also teaches you a lot about people and reading people.
Okay.
And I think that's
not
a really beneficial
drunk?
School.
Not
well, not
drinking?
Being drunk or drinking with other people. Right. Like, I remember, like, for the first, when you really realize for the first time, like somebody else's other side comes out when they're drinking.
Oh, and, those people.
And how to like deal with, you know, different personalities and things. I think, you know, it does open your eyes to like a different side of being social.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
So let's say you didn't drink.
Yeah.
When did you first have sex?
14.
All right. So do you think you would have reached, you would have had that without,
I wasn't really drinking all that much at that age.
All right.
Yeah.
I was just slaying babes, bro.
I just love how you feel like you, in Tommy's world, like you were never gonna get laid unless you drank.
Wait, oh yeah,
look at him.
And you also had to bring her booze.
Look at him.
I get it. I can remember.
I love
the first
how you
time.
Make a point and go. I get it. I get the point.
I'm just saying.
Hey, here's the point. I get it.
Didn't like me, so
no, they didn't. But I didn't care. The first chick I banged, the first she went in, what did you bring? You know, I've heard of those, you know, those TJ Swan wine
coolers.
So
she was using you.
I don't care.
He played her, Kimmy.
I was in the Burt Reynolds park in my dad's car getting laid at 15.
Car and your booze.
Yes. I couldn't imagine. There's no way I could have worked a chick without alcohol. It's impossible. What? No. I'm being honest. No, she needed it. I needed it for different reasons.
That alone,
what?
If you have a daughter, is reason enough to keep.
Oh, I'm saying like
a. No, I'm saying
find a Tommy.
Thank you. That's my point.
What?
Unless you want your daughter to have sex with someone like Tommy Mulay.
Hey, most guys are like me.
No.
Oh,
no.
Well, how many guys you been with?
Other than you. Other than you?
You've been with me. I was your first alcohol experience.
You were my first alcohol experience.
I was not?
No.
Are
oh my God! Are
you
jealous?
That?
Yeah, there was someone else before you. And here's the thing:
who was that comment?
During our alcohol experience, I was faking it the whole time. Sound familiar? Give me another one. This is fun. Oh yeah! Woo!
What were we doing?
Exactly.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Time and place, Tommy.
What's going on?
Like 99% of the time, you can wrap your head around a crime based solely on time and place.
Okay.
This, however, not one of those stories. Because we have a young woman accused of something you don't normally hear about at a place you wouldn't normally be this rowdy at this time of day. And it is now up to us in the Break Room Detective Agency to try and figure it out. You hanging out in the break room? Watch just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. Summer is over, but that doesn't mean the craziness has stopped.
What happened?
In Canada.
Oh.
Last Thursday, police were called to Laguna Grande.
What's Laguna? Is that a restaurant?
It's a Mexican joint.
Oh.
They were called to Laguna Grande around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes, broad-ass daylight.
You got it. On a Thursday.
Yeah.
Weekday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. According to police, a 21-year-old woman was damaging the location by throwing rocks at the window.
Oh. 23?
No, I'm sorry. 21-year-old woman 21. At 3 o'clock in the
hurling
afternoon.
Throwing rocks at the Mexican restaurant.
Throwing rocks at the window of the Mexican restaurant. So those are the only details we have about the actual incident. We do know she caused around $250 in damage, but we don't know why she allegedly did this. We don't know what her connection to the restaurant would be. We don't know why she'd be hanging out there at 3 o'clock on a Thursday.
Right.
She was arrested, charged with a whole bunch of stuff. She has a court date coming up. And I'm going to ask you this. Mm. As a sergeant in the Break Room Detective Agency, your knee-jerk reaction, if the allegations are true, this woman's throwing rocks at a Mexican restaurant at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday because?
Her boyfriend works there.
Oh, here we go.
Anytime.
Here
Well, you add, anytime a chick hurls things at something or someone, it's over a relationship. Mm. Especially an inanimate object like a restaurant. So her boyfriend works there. She's pissed off. She was told to leave. She went outside. She still wanted to get the last word in or rock. And she started chucking rocks.
It's always messing with you. It's always sex with women. Like, you know, in your head, women only react emotionally to men cheating on them.
When they flip out, yes.
For God's sake, that's
That's
not
when
true.
The claws come out, even on these little Canandaigua cuties, man.
Ugh.
What? Weird. She could be cute.
Kimmy, your knee-jerk reaction to
the place wasn't open yet.
So she started throwing rocks?
We don't know if it was open.
That's what Kimmy would do. I want my nachos!
So the queso sauce?
Where's my nachos, dicks?
Google said you were open.
But that's a worse take than me.
But it would be like right before it potentially opened.
You don't think they do a lunch at Laguna Grande?
I don't know.
Can we Google the hours for Laguna Grande in Canandaigua?
Because then she's out.
She would be out.
If they're open at noon, she's out.
You're right.
Because I was thinking she would have been outside throwing rocks. Why wouldn't she go inside if it was open?
Well, because the rocks are outside.
She was told to leave because she was carrying on with her boyfriend.
All right. The way that I see it, if we add Tommy's theory, there are three potential issues. Kimmy, what are the hours for Laguna Grande on a Thursday? She's on it. Okay.
More hours.
Theory one.
This happened Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday.
Take your time.
11 a.m. to 8:30.
Messing.
So they were open.
Total messing.
All right. There are three theories if we want to include your messing theory. Yeah. So we'll start with messing theory. That's number one. Theory two. She was drinking there in the middle of the day, and it got away from her.
Could be.
Because, look, if she's 21, Kimmy, she may not have a 9-to-5. That would make sense, right? That's like a gig.
Day drinking.
Okay. And, I mean, that being said, getting chucked out of a bar at 3 on a Thursday for being too belligerent would be a rare occurrence.
You had to really get after it.
The other theory that I think might be the most likely, she worked there or had worked there at some point, and she had beef. And not the delicious beef that would be seasoned inside an enchilada. Legitimate beef.
So you think she got canned, possibly, and she's pissed?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's more likely than a boyfriend or getting drunk in the middle of the day.
What if she was hooking up with an employee?
Oh, my God, with the sex.
And that's why she got fired.
That's the same... What?
Yeah.
Why would... What? Why
maybe they were messing inside the they restaurant. Were
working. Yeah, no, if there's one thing that restaurants are famous for, it's firing employees for hooking up with other employees, you idiot.
No, but let's say it got
that
out of
never
control.
Never happens.
What if it got out of control?
What's out of control?
You know what out of control
I'm
is.
I'm asking you what out of control is. What
and then
are
you're
you
working the queso
about?
Sauce.
For God's sakes, man.
You're rolling burritos with that hand?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We need the Break Room Detective Agency to help us figure this out. A 21-year-old woman last Thursday arrested after police say at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday, she started throwing rocks at the Laguna Grande Mexican restaurant in Canandaigua. What is a 21-year-old woman doing hucking rocks at a Mexican restaurant at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday? The strangest part to me with this story.
What's that?
You rarely ever see problems at Mexican bars or restaurants. Think about it.
Never really think about it.
Think about it. Bar fights will happen. Yeah. Those happen. Customers will get unruly. They'll get out of control. But when is the last time, Kimmy, we had a story at about a fight
well,
at a Mexican
is it
place?
Because everybody's full of food.
Is it the food's got to be too good?
The rice.
Yeah. I just really
the
want
rice.
The tacos.
So much rice.
No, because well, I mean, like, there's fights absorbing. At Chinese restaurants.
It's there is?
Yeah.
Oh. What would that sound like?
I don't know. I've never seen one.
I mean, you got to if you just ate a full burrito, you're not getting out of your seat for a while.
Right, you too gassy.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Like the portion sizes are so good at every Mexican restaurant.
It's just absorbing those margaritas.
Yes, you may not have the. But here's the thing that is weird though. Mexican restaurants are known for tequila and whiskey.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what they serve in drinks. That alcohol will angry up the blood the most.
Oh, yeah.
Yet every Mexican restaurant you go into, the bar, the restaurant area, everyone is always chilled out, and they are always having a good time.
Maybe it's access to all the chips on
all
the table.
Chips
and salsa.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you're just filling up all right. on all the heavy food.
Well, no, but here's the thing, Kimmy. If you get up to fight, you lose access to the chips and salsa, right? Would a rock through a window keep you from finishing your lunch at a Mexican restaurant?
No.
If I wasn't with my wife, I would stay.
Okay.
If she would want to leave?
My wife wants that.
Your wife doesn't love Mexican food enough to want to stay.
She's not a big... I mean, she eats it, but it's not like her go-to food anyway.
What?
I know.
What? It's something for everybody.
I know, but she's not big on it. I think it's too spicy.
Wait, but no, you can get a nut spot. I don't like
spicy.
That's
what this is the argument I have when we're going.
I
used to live above a Mexican restaurant.
Which is why she always smelled like that.
And
still.
And even when the fire alarm would go off, sometimes people would be really slow to get up and get out.
That's why they called her Queso Kimmy.
But you do get it's a lot of bang for your buck.
Yeah, yes. I look, man.
You can get a lot of Mexican food, man, for $20.
One of the greatest things that has ever happened to our community is the explosion of mom-and-pop Mexican restaurants.
Yeah.
You can eat at a new mom-and-pop Mexican restaurant every day, all week long, if you wanted to, in the greater Rochester area. And they're all absolutely delicious.
Oh, yeah.
God, I can eat Mexican every day.
Yeah.
It's so good. Here's the thing. Even if you're trying to eat healthy, there's something you can find. Rice, protein, veggies. Delicious, Tommy.
Avocado.
Kimmy, so you would sit. Let's say that rock goes through the window.
Yeah.
Wait, smashes.
Smashes. Lands on your table. There's glass amongst the food you're eating. Are you finishing your food?
Well, if I'm worried, there's glass in my food.
It didn't get in your food.
Okay.
But there's glass on the table.
No, I got to. I'm not just getting up and leaving. I'm at least going
to
package it up first. Okay.
Excuse me. I'm afraid for my safety. I need a box to go, please. Do you see a lot of single young women at Mexican restaurants?
Taco Tuesdays are big.
For single women?
Just like maybe single people in general.
I mean, usually I don't see a lot of single women just at a restaurant by themselves.
I'm not saying about that. Like, I'm saying like out with the girlies or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
But in the middle of the day?
They'll have like margarita specials.
Okay. Yeah, I guess margarita is a chick drink.
Big lady drink.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. All right.
I don't think it's out of the question.
John writes.
What's he saying?
Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us on Instagram. He says, Tommy's 100% right. This definitely has something to do with her chalupa and his taquito. Rim shot, please.
Mm.
We have other theories coming in. Dalton writes, maybe they didn't give her extra guac.
All right.
I've never been to a Mexican
Gipped
restaurant.
Gipped on the sides.
They never chintz on the guac.
Well, I don't know, though. Avocados are expensive now. Maybe they cut back on it.
Oh. They always get the order right, though. You know, like sometimes if you're getting to-go food, like you got to check through it and make sure everything's in there.
Here's the thing
when
about
when you order from like a Mexican restaurant, you get what you ordered plus some.
Here's the thing. Like, you could screw up
Mexican plus.
Yeah.
You could screw up my Mexican order, and I'm not sure you did.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because maybe this is what that is.
No, you're right.
True.
I'll go even further. Even if I'm aware you screwed up my order, there isn't anything on the menu that I don't
I'll still eat. It's still delicious.
Right? Yeah. It's always delicious.
Yeah, you'll eat it.
The more we have this discussion about how great Mexican food is, the more mind-blowing it is that she had this alleged freak out at the Mexican restaurant in Canandaigua. Yeah.
But it's very passionate what she was doing.
Yes. But the Mexicans are passionate people.
Oh, yes, they are.
Maybe she felt the passion from the Mexican folks there. I'm assuming it's a mom-and-pop place, Laguna Grande. You know what? That's also stupid of me to assume.
That it's not a chain, you're saying?
Well, not that it's not a chain. Well, look, I mean, Mexican food has become very, very, very popular.
They may not be Mexican people that
own a restaurant.
Well,
it could be a mom-and-pop place and not be Mexican.
That's what I'm saying.
It could just be, yeah.
Yes, we discovered 2 years ago that Mexican food for generations, millennial and younger, have overtaken Italian as their favorite food in America.
Yeah.
Right? So it would be remiss of us to think there aren't white folks opening Mexican restaurants.
Oh, sure.
Right? Can we look? Can we check Laguna Grande's website? Does that look like a mom and pop Mexican restaurant to you?
It looks like a mom and pop place.
But does it look?
Well, the owner's faces would be on the website.
Did you think that was the sensitive way to say that?
What? The owner's
owner's faces would be.
Well, you know, like
the
it'd be in the kitchen.
Are not
hey,
on the website.
Come to my restaurant. Because if it's not like super authentic Mexican food, they could just be hipsters and open up a restaurant.
That's what I'm saying.
It says authentic Mexican food.
Well, that's of course it's authentic. No, no.
That's mom and pop.
You can be white and make authentic Mexican food. It doesn't mean you're Mexican.
I mean,
where are you getting the recipes from? The websites?
Oh, let me ask you a question. Yeah. All right. Are you...
There's a VIP club, though.
Ooh.
VIP club.
Yeah.
Are you more suspicious of the food at a Chinese restaurant not owned by a Chinese family or a Mexican restaurant not owned by a Mexican family?
I have never been in a Chinese restaurant that didn't have Chinese people working it, ever. In the history of me.
P.F. Chang's,
yeah,
bro.
I was going to say, I don't know if you count that.
I don't really consider that a Chinese.
Is it not Chinese?
That's a corporate company out of America.
That's what I'm saying.
That would have to be it. But like, just going to a legitimate, like, I've never heard of the name of it, like, Chen Garden.
Yeah.
Great joint.
Well, it's from Frank Chen.
Oh, Frankie Chen bought that?
German immigrant.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
Frank Chen.
Yeah.
No, I want Chinese people making my Chinese food.
So you're saying you would rather eat white people Mexican than white people Chinese?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
But does Italian bother you in any way? Like, if it's not an Italian family, would that give you pause eating at an Italian restaurant?
So I went to, like a local Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking a chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's owned by Bob Papowski.
No.
No, you're out?
I feel like there are a lot of Italian
pierogi
restaurants.
Pierogi raviolis.
That's what a ravioli is.
No,
it's the same damn thing.
No, it's not. See,
it's the same.
That's why I'm out of here.
It's the same technology.
I'm out of here, Bobby.
What about Italian restaurant that was originally owned by an Italian family, sold to somebody else, not that doesn't appear to be Italian?
Oh, like they bought it, but they kept the recipes?
Yeah.
They're going to change it.
What do you mean they're going to change?
They're going to start chintzing and cutting.
Why would you change?
But I feel like you're going to see that more and more.
She's right, you know.
When you go to these old school joints, you want the family.
No, I understand, but like you always say, when it comes to these family-owned businesses, the family doesn't always want to keep them.
Yeah.
Like, there are a couple of, and I don't want to out anybody, so I'm not going to say it, but I know of a couple of authentic family-owned, that have been bought by people who are running it the same way, that are not the ethnicity of the restaurant they are running.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, you have, actually.
You have.
Maybe you just don't even know
it. Yeah.
Man! All right, so what do we learn here?
Nothing.
Well, we learned that
she messing.
This is the only fight or upset issue we've ever seen in a Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. Two, that you do not want Chinese made by white people.
No.
And three, that Mexican is everyone's favorite food moving forward.
Well, yeah, you said it's overtaken everything.
It has. For the millennials and younger, Mexican is our favorite food.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale, So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Like we've been talking about all week, Bills Mafia is down bad.
Yeah.
Folks are angry. Tommy has guaranteed the Bills will not make the playoffs this
looking
season.
Looking rough.
Kimmy has said unequivocally, no doubt, the Bills will not win the division. You said that this week. Mm-hmm. So you both of you look at this game as a must-win game.
It
for the
would
Bills,
make so. Me feel better.
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing more to say because you hit an 0-for-5 golden sombrero last week.
Yeah.
And for the sake of your record, you need to throw out all alliances, allegiances, and passion, and pick this game straight up scientifically.
I am.
That being said,
I work the numbers.
There are some football experts that will tell you what you want to hear, but only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, you ready for your first pick?
Let's do it, buddy.
Over, under.
All right.
The voice is back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
1.5 turnovers for Josh Allen.
Mm.
It's been feast or famine for this offense the last couple of weeks in Buffalo. Against Kansas City and Carolina, Josh did not turn the ball over once. You had decisive wins with offensive dominance. In Atlanta and Miami, 2 turnovers each game, and the offense could not get a damn thing going.
Mm-hmm.
As Bills fans, we are not accustomed to Josh turning the ball over anymore. And when it happens, it always creates a very bad situation. And this weekend has the potential makings of a bad situation. His favorite target, Dalton Kincaid, will not play. He's got a hamstring. And the Bucs have been pretty good at getting the ball back for their offense.
Tampa's a tough town, bro.
It's not nothing to do with that. They are 6th in the league at takeaways per game.
Southern ball.
With exactly 1.5 per game.
Mm.
But they only have 2 interceptions, so if we're talking strictly Josh Allen, that could help here.
Okay.
Over, under, 1.5 turnovers for Josh Allen on Sunday.
He's turning into King Pick. That was brutal, man. That one in the end zone was just brutal.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Right on the guy's chest.
Well, no, it
there
was
wasn't. A miscommunication
yes,
there.
Obviously. I mean brutal as in you drove the whole
there's
field.
There's always a miscommunication
I would put
or
that
a
one
tip
on,
or
on
this,
Dawson
or
Knox.
Or boom.
Well, yeah, that's how interceptions
go. I got it.
Some guys are just bad at throwing the ball.
Mm.
So you it sounds like you think that Josh is.
So what, just one pick or two?
No. Oh, my God.
Turnovers.
So he could just fumble the ball.
Yeah, because he has fumbled the ball, too. He fumbled the ball last week on that when he was doing that Josh
King watch. Fumble.
Over,
fumble
under.
Fumble and pick.
Over, under, 1.5 turnovers for Josh Allen.
Yeah, he'll do two.
Yes?
Yeah.
You're saying yes? You think he's got it in his system?
I don't think this kid can shake whatever is bothering him.
Wow.
This is you realize that Dolphins loss was a week after he played arguably one of the best games of his career.
Right. You built this team to beat Kansas City, and you beat Kansas City.
Okay.
You just forgot you got to play a whole bunch more games in Kansas City.
Man, it's amazing how he keeps using that take when he called me an effing idiot when I had it 2
weeks
ago.
Well, I'm using your logic.
Did you use my
I'm
logic?
Learning
yeah,
the game
learning
from
the
these
game.
Experts.
Okay.
I'm growing as an analyst.
Uh-huh. So to be clear.
To be clear.
You are over. You're over 1.5 turnovers for Josh Allen on Sunday. Okay.
Okay.
Our second pick from Tommy this morning. Over, under, 1.5 touchdown passes. for Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield.
Ooh.
Your boy.
He is my boy.
Your boy. Baker has rebuilt his career in Tampa after disasters in Cleveland and Carolina.
Kid's battle-tested, man. He's been through it all.
He's putting up borderline MVP numbers this year. So far,
I think of what that kid's been through.
Yeah, man.
He has been. He's been through way more than Josh.
Sure.
Josh has everything handed to him. Oh,
I
here.
Would argue everybody believed in
pretty
Baker
girlfriend.
Mayfield.
No, I don't want that one. Give me a model instead. Oh, MVP? Go ahead. Take that. He gets everything.
I mean, the red
this kid has come up the hard way. Baker came
him.
Up tough.
You just said a second ago that Josh has never had the talent around him to succeed. You said that in the 6
I'm just saying as individuals. Uh-huh. Baker came up from a really rough
childhood. Baker arguably has the best wide receiver core in the NFL.
He's had a very rough childhood.
What?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
How?
He was called Baker. You don't think he got picked on?
Okay. So far this season, Baker Mayfield has thrown 16 touchdown passes. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Even more impressive, in 9 games this season, he has thrown over 1.5 touchdowns 6 times.
So he's got the weapons.
He's done it 66% of the time. And this Bills defensive backfield, are they good?
You said they're decimated.
All right, so Christian Benford, the starting corner, looks like he's healthy. That's a big help coming back.
Yeah.
Rookie Maxwell Harrison looks like he may be the real deal. He's gotten 2 interceptions in the 3 NFL games he's played, but he also gave up, Kimmy, a long touchdown to Jaylen Waddle last week in Miami. The Bucs, like I said, have great wide receivers. Baker is pissed coming off that loss to the Patriots last week, where he threw 3 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. He did throw 3 touchdowns last week. Over under 1.5 touchdown passes for Bucs quarterback Baker Mayfield.
Oh, I'll take the over. It's Baker's day.
Ooh.
He's fired up. He wants that progressive ad back.
Have you watched any Buccaneers football this year?
I did talk to my buddy down there.
Yeah.
But that was last year. No. I have not.
Okay.
No.
So you're flying blind.
Where would I see a Buccaneers game around here? Like, I'm going to seek it out?
Yeah.
I watch one football game a week. I give my viewership to the Bills. What did I get out of it?
Wasn't the Bucs game the 1 o'clock game on Fox last week? Here?
No, I ain't watching that.
Okay.
It's drinking time.
Tommy tells it like it is. Tampa Bay edition. He is down on the Bills this
week.
He is over.
How can you not be down?
He is over 1.5 turnovers for Josh Allen.
Yeah.
He is over 1.5 touchdown passes for Bucs quarterback Baker Mayfield.
Lighthouse boys back.
You ready for your third pick?
Mm-hmm.
Over under 1.5 a touchdown for Bills tight end Jackson Hawes.
Jackson Hawes,
rookie tight end out of Yale, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it Yale?
So,
Yale?
He went to Yale and then ended up somewhere for his senior season.
Mm.
Hear me out on this one, because it's a weird pick.
All right,
Dalton Kincaid, tight end, starting tight end, he's out. So Josh is going to need all hands on deck when it comes to spreading the ball around on Sunday.
Yeah.
And the rookie tight end in Hawes has been having a quietly stellar receiving season. In 9 games, he's got 2 touchdown catches, including one against the Dolphins last week, and he really should have 3. He came up half a yard short opening night on a Josh bomb against the Ravens.
Yeah.
We don't know if Bills wide receiver Josh Palmer will be good to go, and even if he can, how effective he will be. We do not know what the hell's going on with Keon Coleman, even when he's out
there. He can't catch the ball.
The Bills signed
wide receiver. He did have a touchdown.
He can't get separation from right here.
He did. The Bills signed wide receiver Mecole Hardman to the practice squad this week. We don't know if he plays. There is potential, Kimmy, that the angel Gabriel Davis gets dressed.
Oh, well, you with this guy. What are you, married to this dude?
I am surprised he hasn't been active yet. It is a little surprising. Feels like
would you want to go out in that field right now?
It feels like this might be the week. The reason I bring this up is there could be other options outside of Jackson Hawes. But even when Josh had all of his weapons, Hawes is getting targets.
So you're saying Hawes the man?
No. No. I'm saying that with Dalton Kincaid out, if they want to keep working the tight ends, Hawes has to be part of the game plan. Over under 1.5 a touchdown catch for Bills tight end Jackson Hawes.
I ain't heard of this kid. He ain't getting in the end zone.
He's had 2 touchdowns. He scored last week.
I didn't hear it. I wasn't paying attention.
He's from Yale, right, Kimmy?
He went to Yale, then Georgia Tech.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Smart kid, engineer.
Yeah, but you're like a Georgia Tech engineer.
Is that bad?
That's a good...
Engineers? Would you go over a bridge to the Southern man?
If you're going from Yale to Georgia Tech, you're probably not... You're probably a smart person.
Sounds like you bailed on Yale because you ain't that good.
He graduated from Yale, and he had one more year of eligibility to try and get drafted, so he went to a legitimate football school.
And by Georgia Tech's really not that great of a football school.
You've heard of them, haven't you?
Yeah.
Certain guys have come out of Georgia Tech.
A lot of them.
When's the last time Georgia Tech even went to a bowl game?
Last season?
Probably not that long ago.
Yeah, you lie.
I have no idea.
I ain't taking this kid.
So you're under?
He's some Southern reject boy.
He went to Yale.
He went to Yale.
That's not in the South.
And I think he's from Utah.
He's Utah?
Yeah. Can we look that up? Are you assuming every tight end's from Utah?
No, because his family's from Utah, and he somehow had family in Buffalo. Utah.
Okay. So he's a Utah kid that went to Yale and ended up at Georgia Tech.
But has family in Buffalo.
You got it.
Okay. No.
So to be
clear.
Salt
Lake City, to be exact.
To be clear.
You are under.
Utah gentleman is not getting in the
air. Utah gentleman. You are under one half a touchdown catch for Jackson Hollis. Okay. Despite all the issues that we have talked about all morning long, all week long, the Bills are still 5.5-point favorites at home against the Buccaneers.
How do they come up with that after that performance last week and all these injuries?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's like what I said. Sometimes there are just rough games, and they are getting a lot of people back. You're without Ed Oliver. You are
without Dalton. I thought he ain't coming back.
He's not. It looks like if he comes back, it's playoffs maybe.
And which means he ain't coming back because he ain't going to playoffs.
Okay. I want you to listen to me carefully. Because this will be the most important number you hear all day.
Ooh, big number.
Are you ready? So far this season, the Bills have yet to cover the spread when favored at home.
Mm.
They covered the spread against the Ravens and the Chiefs, but they were underdogs in their own house.
Mm.
Miami, New England, New Orleans. All three of those games, they were favorites at home. None of those games they covered.
Yeah.
Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 6 points or more?
6 points? What are they picking them up? They ain't winning this game. They ain't winning this game.
Wow.
I ain't seeing it, man. I ain't seeing any passion.
The tides have turned.
Why aren't they winning this game?
They ain't got no passion.
What do you mean they got no passion?
Yeah, everybody's banged up, don't want to play. Oh, my arm hurts.
They're healthier this week than they were last week when I told you how banged up they were. And you
but
were
you
like,
ain't got the key guys. You ain't got the key guys.
You were without Ed Oliver against Kansas City.
Yeah, I understand.
No, I don't think you do. Kansas City's long.
I'm putting Kansas City in the rear view.
Literally 2 weeks.
I'm looking forward.
Okay.
Moving farther afield, I say they do not win this game. They do not cover because they do not win.
So is it going to be a close one at least?
Oh.
He wasn't expecting you to ask that follow-up question.
Great question. Is it a home Tampa Bay blowout you talking
That's
about?
That's what I'm asking. That's
a pirate ship blowout?
That is what I'm asking.
Fire them cannons, boys. Bring them to Western New York. We may have a Tampa Bay blowout.
May or will?
We're going to have a Baker Mayfield Tampa Bay. Yeah, I think they blow them out. I think they beat the Bills by 10 points.
In their own house.
In their own house.
Okay.
Wow. It's going to be embarrassing.
Okay.
Embarrassing again.
All right. I do want to point out, and thank you to Luke. Yeah. You said that Georgia Tech's a terrible football school.
Yeah.
As of right now,
just looked at it too.
They are ranked 16th in the country.
Yeah.
That ain't going to hold. You know that's not going to hold.
All right. To recap.
You play in Georgia's shadow.
Georgia's not really like. They
they're ranked.
Not.
The Bulldogs are ranked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell me about their head coach.
Are you Kirby Smart?
Ah, damn it.
Damn it.
I knew I should have went with quarterback. What are you, an elf in a tree?
I thought I had him. I thought you had him.
All right, to recap Tommy's pick.
Yeah, let's recap it up.
He is over 1.5 turnovers for Josh Allen on Sunday. He is over 1.5 touchdown passes for Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield. He is under 1.5 a touchdown for Bills tight end Jackson Hawes. And he has the Bills losing at home.
Yeah.
In a blowout.
At Tampa Bay, fire up them pirate cannons, blew out.
Georgia's ranked 5th in the country, by the way.
Yeah.
Until they play Georgia Tech. If they play that, I don't know. All right. So to recap these picks, as they do every Friday.
Yeah, what's going on?
From 95.7 The Fan, Sports Bar 3-6 every weekday, Mike Danger. And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy. That's right. They will be here just after
Nats.
I love how you let me pause down. Like, let me be polite for the first time ever instead of cutting you. Go ahead, stupid.
You are going to see a first in this game.
What's that?
After the game. You are going to see a first.
What do we got?
You're going to see a Coach McDermott post-game conference meltdown.
He's going to melt down.
He's going to melt down in that conference. They're going to start needling his ass, and he's going to walk away.
He's never done
gonna
that.
Walk.
Right. That's why I'm saying you're going to see it. That would make it a first, though,
wouldn't
it?
So Sean McDermott, who...
They're going to start getting to him, and he's going to start getting pissed off.
He has faced a player dying on the field.
He didn't die.
An expose.
I could stand over a guy and look concerned. Oh, my God.
13 seconds. An expose where he was outed as using Al-Qaeda as a motivational thing. Sexual assault allegations with a punter. Sexual assault allegations with Von Miller. All the losses in the playoffs. He's never once not handled it with class.
It's going to get personal.
Today it gets, okay. It's so going to get, yeah. All right, you got it.
And I think one of our boys gets under his skin. Ooh. I think a Rochester guy gets under his skin.
Okay.
You know the guy I'm talking about.
I'm asking who's going to be.
I'm not going to out a guy.
I'm a bitch.
I don't want to hurt a guy's business. You know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
It could be one of many Sals.
There's only one Rochester Sal.
That's right, buddy.
I cannot believe you said that into a microphone. Mike Danger and Ryan Duffy. We're going with Fat Pirate, right? That's what we're assuming.
That would be the best. Because he's got kind of the outfits.
Sure. What does that mean?
But Ryan has the pirate outfit.
Well, you could take his Edgar Allan Poe and kind of pirate it up.
Okay, all right.
You know, you just need the hat.
I don't think that there is a peg leg that has the structural integrity to work for him.
You don't see many fat peg leggers.
Well, bless
They're
you.
Usually in wheelchairs.
We'll all find out together just after 9 o'clock as Danger and Ryan come in to recap.
Could he be
those
a
picks.
Pirate with a peg leg in a wheelchair? It's a pirate ship that needs a ramp.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.